Should guns be banned?
Handguns, shotguns, AK-47s. There are almost 1 billion firearms worldwide. And a lot of those are in the hands of ordinary people. But should they be allowed to own guns? What about the police? And what's the latest on the gun debates in America and England?
Americans love their guns. About 45% of the population have a firearm in their home. And the right to bear arms is protected by the Second Amendment to the Constitution. Admittedly, some states have decided to limit this. For example, in California, you need a license to own a gun and there are background checks on potential buyers. But in Washington, this isn't necessary. And you can even wear your pistol in public.
However, according to recent surveys, most Americans want stricter firearm controls. For instance, many in Washington think their state should require background checks on gun buyers. In March 2011, 40-year-old Lee Stawicki shot four people in a Washington cafe with two handguns he'd recently bought. A check on him would have revealed that he had a history of violence and mental illness. Also, many Americans want semi-automatic rifles banned. In August 2012, James Holmes opened fire in a Colorado movie theater, killing 12 people. He used a semi-automatic assault rifle. In response to the shooting, one politician said such rifles serve no purpose in society. You don't need an assault weapon to protect your family or shoot a deer.
However, America's pro-gun lobby is very powerful. The National Rifle Association is a wealthy, non-profit organization. They argue that guns actually make America safer. According to the NRA, criminals are less likely to attack someone if they think that person might be armed. Its executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre, recently said, "The more guns you have in a movie theater, a shopping mall, or a supermarket, the safer everyone is." Also, the NRA claims that stricter firearm controls won't reduce crime or violence because criminals will just buy arms on the black market.
What about Britain? The UK has some of the toughest gun laws in the world. The majority of British firearm owners use their weapons for hunting, pest control, or clay pigeon shooting. And interestingly, Britain has a very low rate of gun violence.
Famously, the British police aren't armed. And this is becoming a controversial issue. In September 2012, two Manchester officers were killed in a shooting incident. This reignited the debate about whether police officers should carry guns. A recent survey revealed that over half the British population think they should. However, an overwhelming majority of British police want to keep the status quo. "If we've got guns, then the bad guys will get them too. It'll be an arms race," said one British cop.
Gun control is a complex issue, and many countries seem to be having their own form of gun debate. Is one gun too many? Or are we better off with more guns?